Immigration reform passed in the Senate, but was not even taken up in the House of Representatives. This prompted some activists to fast for days or even weeks to get lawmakers to pay attention. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi summed up the frustrations of Democrats.
This place is a mess. Let's get our house in order.
Majority Republicans set the agenda in the House, and they spent a lot of time passing legislation to repeal or delay President Obama's health care law. Budget analyst Stan Collender.
They voted to repeal Obamacare 37 times, knowing full well that not one of them was going to get through. What actually did they do at the end of the day? The answer is very, very little. It was totally predictable and almost certainly will continue in the absence of some sort of major crisis.
Republican opposition to Obamacare led to a government shutdown for 2 weeks in October, with conservative advocacy groups leading the charge. 2 months later, House Speaker John Boehner criticized some fellow Republicans, saying they pushed the party into a futile budget standoff.
The day before the government reopened, one of these groups stood up and said, well, we never really thought it would work. Are you kidding me?
Stuart Rothenberg follows Congress for his political report.
Republicans, Democrats, Independents all think Congress has failed, that they haven't addressed the nation's toughest problems, that they've been bickering, that it's all about politics. Each side points the finger at the other, so there's no doubt about that. Congress as an institution is now held in as low a regard as I've ever seen.
Veteran Republican Senator John McCain agrees.
The American people very appropriately have very little regard for us. It's down now to some 9%. And when you know that low number, you got to remember in the 90s and in the 80s, general approval rating was in the 60s percentile. It wasn't always like this.
Senator McCain says the atmosphere in Congress is as poisoned as he can remember in his 30 years on Capitol Hill. He says lawmakers should remember that you can compromise to get laws passed without compromising your principles. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.